News release. Canadian Federation of Agriculture. The Canadian Federation of Agriculture, CFA, will be moving forward with a new leader at the helm of the organization for the next 2 years as Keith Curry was acclaimed as the new president of CFA at the organization's 2023 annual general meeting. Curry, who is a Collingwood area hay and sweet corn farmer and a longtime advocate for the agriculture industry at both the provincial and federal levels, brings over 30 years of experience to his new role. He served as the president of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture from 2016 to 2020 and has been involved with the CFA for many years, most recently serving as first vice president. "I am honored to have been elected as the new president of the Canadian Federation of Agriculture," said Curry. "I look forward to working with our members and stakeholders to advance the interests of Canada's agriculture sector." Former President Mary Robinson made the decision to step down from the leadership role after a tremendous and successful four-year tenure leading the organization. Robinson, who is a soybean, barley, and hay farmer on Prince Edward Island, represented Canadian agriculture with a passionate, dedicated, and hardworking approach that enhanced the productivity and viability of the industry. However, she will continue to advocate on behalf of Canadian agriculture as a board member for the World Farmers Organization. Joining Curry on the CFA executive are Todd Lewis, first vice president and former president of the Agricultural Producers Association of Saskatchewan, and Pierre Lamprin, second vice president and currently holds the position of president with the Dairy Farmers of Canada. As president of the CFA, Curry will lead the organization in advocating for policies and programs that support Canadian farmers and promote sustainable and profitable agriculture. He will also work to strengthen the CFA's relationships with government officials and other stakeholders. "Keith has a wealth of knowledge, experience and insight when it comes to Canadian agricultural production and will be a valuable leader for our industry," said Peggy Breckfold, president of the Ontario Federation of Agriculture. "We are privileged to have an Ontario representative in this role and I have no doubt that he will continue to be a strong voice for farmers across the country."